In 1993, a young civil engineer named Richard Blanco wanted to try his hand at writing poetry. So he took a class at Florida International University, led by English professor Campbell McGrath.
The very first assignment I gave the kids was to write a poem about America. Well, that poem that Richard wrote, which is called America, is the very first poem in his very first book. And usually you don't write the very first poem you wrote and have it be the first poem in your first book and be a poem that people all over the country are reading.
Now, 20 years later, Blanco has been selected as the official poet for President Obama's inauguration on January 21st. 44-year-old Blanco's reading will mark a number of firsts. He will be the first Hispanic, first gay, and youngest ever inaugural poet since the tradition began in 1961. During an interview for NPR's Morning Edition, Blanco said he was amazed that he was chosen for the honor.
Just thinking about my parents and my grandparents and all the struggles that they've been through and how here I am, first-generation Cuban-American, and this great honor that has just come to me, and just feeling that sense of incredible gratitude and love.
President Obama's second swearing-in ceremony, which falls on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, is expected to draw an estimated 600,000 people to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. I'm Christine DeMattei in Miami.